The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for this moment again. We come through the supply of your spirit tonight. We tap into all resources that is meant for this hour. You enable me, with utterance to speak, to bring your word, to bring your spirit, to bring your light, to bring your life. Let everyone tonight here be blessed. Every person, every one of the voice of this ministration be tremendously blessed. Thank you, Mighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've been on charity, really speaking, as a means for entrance into the kingdom of the Father. That's also we've been from Life Campaign, where we're talking about the overcomers. We just need so that this place of victory is very, very key, and it's not simple. You know, it's not simply done. We have gazed into the word of the everlasting God, or the everlasting world, and we have seen how deep, how much of work our Father has put in there to be wrought. We have seen the first work, the last work, and all of that. And we saw that they are majorly meant for, they are the tools of everlasting victory. Victory that is going to be demonstrated over the evil one. Especially the one who has been the old serpent, who is the dragon. But we saw that without crossing this veil, or having a church that has grace for entrance, which some people call an entrance being ministered to the unto you abundantly. That word abundantly. So I see that through the ministry of life, that it's possible for a man to attain to a place, or to attain to a place of abundant entrances, where it's people just have access easily. And if people are going to have access easily, it means that, in really, really speaking, a great work has been fulfilled in the Christ world. Amen? I want the house, please. So, I always want to say, great work has been fulfilled. It means that the work of charity has been fulfilled. It's not, so we're going to see that, but then we came in there, it's not simple. No one, at the point I find myself, if I don't already have entrance, I can't already have entrance to the kingdom and offend. How can you already have entrance and still offend there and be cast out? Our men will be cast out from the kingdom. Just like the man that called for a feast. You remember that man that called for a feast? The king that called for a feast for his son? And he got, the man had not the garment. He already had access, but he had not the garment. So such person will offend. And they have to ask him, how did you get here? So some out there, even that people can have a gaze in. People can have a way into, because I know that before Christ came, people have been having access. Before Christ came, And people have been having access to the everlasting covenant, which is a sign that they have access to the everlasting world, not everlasting life. Everlasting world. Because the everlasting world is the world of the fathers. Everywhere you see God cut covenant with the fathers second time is an everlasting covenant. Amen. So it means that souls without one spirit generated could have access. But they can't have that ministration of keeping making progress to that realm where can have access to the life of the everlasting, which is the life of God. Amen. Are we in the house, please? So it means that people like David, people like Abraham, they all have access to everlasting covenant. God made promise to them of the everlasting covenant. And he made not just a promise, he also made confirmation of the promise for them. Yeah. So, amen. And God says, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant. So if he's going to do it with his own son, he has done it for with the father, right? If God the Father has it, that's why God will be promising his son. So the fathers cut covenants of the everlasting. It means they have access. But without Christ's life, you can't have the reign of that life. You can't reach the end of it that delivers to you everlasting life. So somebody can still sleep there. Somebody can still offend there, and they will turn him back. It's all over the scriptures. Check all the fathers. Thank you, 17. Yes, 17. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed. Can you see that? After thee in their generation for an everlasting covenant. God said to Abraham, I'm making another covenant with you. I have already made one. That is early part of this 17. Can you see? Check. Let's see that place. Am I in the house with you?
Yes, sir.
And when Abraham was 90 years old, and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. You know, the realm of perfection is the realm of the everlasting. Be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thy seed exceedingly. Can you see that place? So 3 says, and Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him and saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of men. So my covenant is with thee, and I will make a covenant with you. So it's clear, the one is saying now and told him to walk in perfect is everlasting covenant. It's because my covenant is already with thee. It's already with thee. I will. So now walk before me and be that perfect. And I will make my covenant between thee, me and thee. So all the fathers, so also promised his son that he also will go to make. So God does not leave his people until he makes the everlasting covenant with them. Say amen. That will be their God forever, or the God of their seed forever. So what I'm just saying there is that through Jesus Christ, the grace of righteousness that can guarantee access that is secure came. And that's exactly what we have in 2 Peter chapter 1. Amen. Are you with me in the house here? Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Can you see that place? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us. So you need the knowledge of him to be able to have access to power of things that pertains to life and godliness. So if you don't have access to that power of things that pertain to life and godliness, you won't be able to have enough furnishing or enough finishing that can guarantee entrance. That's why you now say later on that for if these things be in you, can you see that place? If these things be in you, They are the things that Christ guarantee, which no other provision guarantee. The law cannot give this. The law don't provide it. So these are the things that Christ brought. They're called the things of like precious faith through righteousness. All these are things of like precious faith through righteousness that Christ brought. So if these things are in you and they abound, they make you. So what the old covenant, what Old Testament was lacking was what can make them this way. That's the reason why Christ came, to produce that ladder that can guarantee access. Say amen. So it means that if anyone who believes Jesus Christ can have this, is secured that he will also have progress in the everlasting world. Because they are going to be building on this foundation. There's nothing to talk about in the everlasting world that is going to be totally strange. It's like you have a very good first degree. You see, you have first class. For in those days, you don't do masters. When you have first class, you go for PhD straight. Because assume that you have what it takes you to face the PhD program. That was many years ago. It became, at a point it became a problem that some of them who were made that way couldn't fit. So they now made masters compulsory. But many of those people in many years who were brilliant, who had first class in first degree, went for PhD straight. Why? Because they have a solid foundation that they are too sure can carry them in the demands of research work. Amen. Are you in the house with me, please? Yes, sir. Say amen. So for the past, since Life Campaign, that's March, April, May, June, July, August, we have been on this matter. And I'm very sure that it's for a purpose. God wants to deliver to us the body of knowledge and practice that is needed for us to consistently raise people. So I want to believe strong that this may become another kind of book that is going to be kept for us to know how to make men Christ. Because when you don't have the body of documents, it's in the scriptures, but you don't see it's in here and there. So to extract it, it will take the Spirit resting upon us this way and directing us in the path of. So we're not trying to overflog. Okay? Praise the Lord. So we're seeing at this time, we're looking at, praise the Lord, Romans chapter 9, verse 8. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of the promise. At this time will I come and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand. Not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on him on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. And I was talking about the fact that when I say it's not of him that willeth, it does not mean that it's not God's will. It's talking about it's not of man's will. It's not of him that willeth. It's not accomplishing divine purpose or the election matters is not from the side of man. It's not what a man can choose to do. For example, it's true that Esau, God said, I hate Esau, I prefer Jacob than Esau. Hated there is not a thread of putting away, but I prefer. Is that what hatred is? Preference. I prefer Esau. I prefer Jacob. I reject Esau for the cause of the promise. And that is to say that it's not because Jacob was able to will it alone. Somebody did something in Jacob. Talking about election, yes. It is true that Jacob responded. But just saying that, even the response, it is God that that worketh in you both to will and to do. Are we in the house, please? So it's true that God loves everybody. But in God's choice of preference, God still go ahead to look at certain heart and now enable the heart. If it does not enable the heart can't perform. So the demand of God for us to fulfill in terms of charity and fervent charity is not something that man can by himself work. And I see that will there, what is the will there? It's like we're talking about the good purpose of God, or the good pleasure of his will. That part of the good pleasure, are you here tonight, please?
Yes,
the good pleasure of his will, or what we see in the Romans chapter 12, as the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will. So what he calls there, show mercy there, is perfect. It's perfect. When you say, the Lord showeth mercy. As nobody can go to perfection except by mercy. Amen. So, are we in the house, please? Say amen. Amen. So, it's clear that there has to be good will, which is now man's will. It must be good will. There must be acceptable will, which is come by reason of running. So when you talk about when you are saying that Second Peter talking about stuff, so an entrance shall be ministered to you abundantly. When something is abundant, it means it's running. It's not just the moment when you are aware of willing, you are running, and that is talking about walking worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Can you see that? So it means good. Or when it says there, it's not of inner will it. God's good will is. It's a program of, are you with me tonight, please? I said, God's goodwill is a program of walking. So when you walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, you have to walk worthy. Walk is something, when you are walking, you look as intentional. As if you are taking step by step, you can be aware. Say, hey, amen. But when you move from walking to running, you move a little bit to an unconscious world. When your muscles begin to respond beyond your thinking, right? Are we in the house, please? Until the time comes when you master it and you can gain absolute speed that will remove everything that is called your own that makes it all of God. Say amen. Am I in the house with you, please? Now, that's how God ordained that we come into perfection. So there's nobody who brought anything from anywhere. It is the Lord who works in us. His goodwill, his acceptable will, and also his perfect will. Say amen.
Amen.
But we just have to know that it's God who works. So we can allow God to work. Because sometimes we can stop God from working. So if we agree with God to work, we will move from the moment when you are taking steps, just like children. When children are trying to walk, see the way they are, as if they will fall, they fall many times. Abi? Very soon they start walking as if they are the one. They have always been walking. They can be telling them, someone they are older than by 3 months. Get up now. I see they were not there just few months ago. It's just 3 months difference. They have forgotten that they also were like that. Say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. A point comes that they can run and not fall. So all of that is program of righteousness. So I am trying to let us see that Mastering of will has to be gradual process. We can all master it, but it has to be a gradual process. Say amen. I want the house together, please. So much offerings, much sacrifices will have to be done. So when you say you are walking, You are. It's offering. You are yielding yourself. When you say offering, it's yielding yourself. You are yielding yourself. That's what that language you use in Romans chapter 6. And to whom thou yieldest yourself servant to obey, is servant whom ye obey. Can you see it? To whom ye yield yourself servant. So what is makes the difference? You yielding. Somebody is not. It's not yielding. God is working in two of us, but somebody is yielding, somebody is not. Another person is not yielding. Say, hey, amen. And so the one who is yielding is acquiring the skill for progress. The one who is not yielding is unfruit, cannot be fruitful. He can't get to master the tenets or the trainings of righteousness. Hallelujah. So kingdoms are driven by will. So everything about the kingdom of God is on these three things. It's on these three wheels. Good will, acceptable will, and perfect will. Because kingdom thrive on will. What did I say, please? Say it again. I can't hear you say it better, please. What is inside dominion or kingdom is will. If a kingdom show up and its will is not manifest, you have not seen that kingdom. Or you can't participate in that kingdom. The kingdom is still a mystery without his will. That's why the Lord's Prayer says, our Father who art in heaven. Is that right? Let's read on. Hallowed be thy name. What's the next thing? Thy kingdom come. What's the next thing? Thy will. So anywhere you see kingdom, we see will. The will is the inside engine of the kingdom. So if the will is not being done, the kingdom has not come. The time when kingdom really comes is when will of the kingdom is being done. So can you see now when it says that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Can you see that? And you meant to walk worthy. So kingdom cannot, when you walk in, kingdom is missing. But kingdom, that kingdom is missing because something has already taken residence. You have been filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual what? So when you are learning spiritual wisdom and understanding, it doesn't look as if you are tampering with kingdom. If you're not careful, anybody that sees you just be like, if I suddenly can be pitying yourself, thinking that you are still what you are. But when you start tapping with will, not your will, you're already knocking on the gate of kingdom. But what constitutes kingdom is the will. So if the will is not being done, it will be said that the kingdom has not come. Are we in the house, please? Say, hey, man. Are you in the house? So all the kingdom of sin and death also try by the same, by their will. That's why they have to give back by the will of the flesh. Eh? Who are not born by the will of the flesh? Can you see? By the will of man and the will of blood, but of God. Who were not born, which were born not of blood. All of these are program of will, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh. Now, of the will of man. Why is it four? Why is it three again? Why is it good, acceptable, perfect? Why is it? It's three again there. Amen. But of God. So for a man to be fully born of the will of God, he must have tampered with other wills. So it means that the will of God is an embodiment of other wills inside of it. It's in scripture of will that form that thing called God. That being called, when I say when it's that thing, I don't call God thing. When I say things of God, things God. Things does not mean that just anything. We're not trying to. Are we in the house? Some people just feel like, is it God you're calling thing? No. In the spirit, they call things of creatures have their things. Things of man, their substances, yeah. Or their DNA. That's what makes their organism. Once that organism, as big as you are now, it is your DNA that defines you. And if I want to tamper with you in such a way that it will line on your lineage, I don't go on your outside. I go into your DNA. Once I tamper with your DNA, you transfer the same to your children. I went in the house, please. You can look the same. Same way you are looking. And where you have been tampered with. Because your think has been tampered with. Are you with me? So the God, when the gospel comes into us and you don't deal with our will, all that one. So already tampering with our nature. Tampering with who we are. So a being is of his seed. Amen. So I'm just saying things there does not mean that we just say things as regards English grammar. Noun is the name of a person, place, or thing. And it's not like that. We're using language of the spirit. Some people can pick you up online. Say, these people. Can you see, just go, say, God thing. Yeah? In fact, all of these people. Blasphemy. Amen. How can you be referred to God thing? Hallelujah. So the things of God is, I think, the time I thought, is what constitutes the will of God as things. And I remember something, I was teaching that. Who made the things of a man? Said the spirit of man which is in him. So also the things of God knoweth no man. Save the spirit of God. And the spirit itself searches all things. So it's mean that it's the spirit that can transcript. I use that word transcription. I can transcribe God's thing. Or spirit can copy. You know, in the biological world, we call some things RNA. Your genetic nature is DNA. Amen. So everything about you is in your DNA. But you see, when they want to produce things like your hormone, like your protein, it's not produced for that. It has to be produced on maybe your ribosome. So there are things that can, and they need a copy of your DNA. That's what makes your hormone, makes your enzyme, all of that. It's particular about you. We don't have it alike. Your DNA determines all of those things. But they have to copy it out of your DNA. So they call it transcription, transcribe. From the word of computer and Latin, this is, I'm transcribing. What does it mean? I'm copying. So your DNA is still in, but they copy out your DNA. So the Spirit of God copy out things of God. Like, are you with me? Divine technology. And God has made it clear in creation. They are clearly saying. So the things of God knoweth no man, but by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God searcheth all things of God. The Spirit can go through all God's DNA. Things are DNA. Search through God's DNA. That's right. Just say the word I speak as spirit. So when you are hearing words of Jesus, it's a copy. It's bringing things out from that place. You're taking materials from that place. So when you get a copy, what happened? You now have God's character. Your hormone start to behave like God's hormone. I went to the house, please. Until that has gone on and on, that your DNA is altered. Because what is flowing out from it all the time is altered to get the copy of the original DNA that God has. That is the things of God. Say amen. Amen. Are you in the house with me today? Each time I'm reading the Bible, I see, is that some of the, truly, it was born of God. They have biological language. The whole biological language. Everything about the gospel is first biological. First, that's seeing some chemistry there. That's how you don't study human beings, study biochemistry. So the real chemistry of life is biochemistry. It must have bio for the chemistry to be chemistry of life. Say amen. Hallelujah. Which were born, not of blood. Not of the will of the flesh. Will. So what is called blood? There's still will. It's the will of blood. Will of flesh. Not of the will of man. but of the will of God. Of God. It's the will of God. Say amen.
Amen.
And so, what when you're obeying commandments or obeying God's word, which are called offerings or sacrifices, you know, offerings and sacrifices are obediences. Let me say it again. Scripture said about it's better to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And to Achim than the fat of ram. So to obedience, the better than sacrifice. Sacrifice of all is a form of obedience. It's a higher obedience. So if he's saying that God is not pleased with sacrifice, with obedience, because obedience is a higher sacrifice. It's still sacrifice, but it's a higher form of sacrifice than the sacrifice they are. So it's another sacrifice. But it's a sacrifice they don't know about. Because they don't know that obedience is sacrifice. They don't know. But in the realm of the spirit, obedience is sacrifice. It's a way to get things. When you sacrifice, you give something. You give something. So when you also obey, you give something. You give out, you relinquish debt. There's something you relinquish. So for Israel, there's a kind of sacrifice they know about. God gave prescription of sacrifices for them. And each time that is done so that something can leave them. There's something in them that should go with the sacrifice. So in the traditional way, when you say you are doing 82, what's 82? There's something that should go from you. There's a problem that should go from you. So when you, they make prescriptions for you on certain akara, palm oil, all of that. When you do that together, spirit takes it. When they take it, something leaves you. Because you have acquired some infirmities, some sicknesses that does not go until you give a commensurate sacrifice. And when the sickness go, you have a kind of wellness in the body. So also soul has its own diseases and sicknesses. Are you in the house? It's infirmities of the soul that you go. But it won't go except this offering. Even in the local system, they said, Lord Tore Anu. Lord Shoted, Lord Shitore Anu. So just a woman that just come and break things to two in there and give all those arms. Just give arms, and there's a sense of something that has happened in the flesh by that giving of the arms. It's not the money he's giving, he's offering something. That money is block. So that some disfavor can go. Some favor can come. Either come on the woman or on her children. Push away some failures. Are you in the house, please? Now, so in the natural perspective, man and spirit have moved into that realm to know how to relinquish debt. But they don't know how to relinquish debt in the soul. But that's the real place where the debt is in. So God gave the Old Testament system arrangement as a way to relinquish debt from the soul, and that placed Israel on a higher ground of blessing. Right, you see, Israel be enjoying blessing, favor, all of that. Their heaven open, things work for them. Their brain open more. It's upon the pedestal of those offering and sacrifices, which is on different things: sin offering, amount of offerings and peace offering. So because it's God, God knows all the fiber of the soul nature. An area of infirmity of the soul, and that are offering commensurate for soul. so that the soul can relinquish his debt and sins to an extent. That's why blessed is the man to whom sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will impute not iniquities. Blessed is happy or favored. But blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. It means this man is favored. This man does not have grand. The enemy does not have grand against him. Forces of evil and nature does not have grand against him. It's favored. So all the Old Testament system is for that purpose. So men kept doing it, not knowing that there's something God really wants. God wants complete relinquishing for soul. He wants souls to find rest. Come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. I will give peace. I will bring your soul to a place where it will be accepted completely. Say amen. Because in those offerings and sacrifices, there was no end to it. It kept being done from year to year. People don't understand why Christianity prosper everywhere in the world. Christianity is an ancient wisdom. It's only Christianity that went through reformation. 2,000 years ago, became reformed, which actually is transformation. A system that was being used before was changed from thus much offering by the sacrifice of one person. A body was prepared by God as an offering for sin forever. So that everyone who comes to God can be perfected. So, a higher sacrifice was offered, different from what they were used to. Which is now obedience. That's why he said to Saul, to obey is better than sacrifice. And obedience is a higher form of, it's a sacrifice. Each time you obey, something is relinquished. Your soul lose something. Your will lose something. There's no time you obey and you're laughing. Something you just says, why are you going that way? Are you in the house together, please? So, to obey. So you can see, so the whole of the scriptures, the whole of the testament is about obedience. Obedience, obedience. Jesus, as a son, still learned obedience. Can you see? As a son, he still learned obedience by the things which he suffered. So Jesus learned obedience through his life. What he learned is he learned how to offer. He was a priest while he was young. He was a priest. While they were offering going on in the tabernacle, blood of animal was shed. He was shedding blood. Offerings. By yielding to God. By yielding to the Spirit. Say amen. By yielding to demands of righteousness. For him, life is to learn. So perfection is attained by learning obedience. Though he was son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered and being made perfect. Can you see? Good, acceptable, perfect. So all the while he has been learning obedience. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that do what? Obey. So he's a master of obedience. He's a leader of another way of sacrifice. So the reason for teaching commandments is for obedience. I like what they say in concerning, you know, in Romans, Paul said, yeah, it's apostleship. Romans chapter 1. It should be the earlier verses. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for the obedience to the faith. So, what does it mean? For sacrifices and offering. It was made to, it was made apostolate on how men should offer. New way of offering. We have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. So this is the higher priestly order. That is different from the order of the order of Levi, order of Aaron. This is the order of Melchizedek that has to do with touching things that has to do with the soul, the inner soul nature of configuration. That soul can offer and offer, and all these things he has acquired can be relinquished. Amen. Say amen. And when it's relinquished, then it means that God can take what stops us from what stops God's will in us is our things. And when we relinquish them, then we are altered to beings that can use the will of God. Because the will of God is separate from our will. I went in the house list. So when you relinquish your own will, what happens? Then you can align with God's will. What resists God's will is our will. Are you in the house in the place? So, all about brotherhood is still training of God for us to learn to offer. Hallelujah. You will see why they were commanded to teach commandments. In Matthew chapter 28, you know, preach the gospel. It was talking about teaching all nations. Can you see that? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son. Are you there with me? And what? And of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things that have come. So commandment is the way that things are ministered. Obedience are anchored on commandments. When you see, when they teach commandments, say amen. When they teach commandments, that is where the things perch on. That's where things are hanging to you. As they teach commandments, the things of the commandment are perched on the commandments and they are transferred. Say amen. So he told them, teaching them to observe all things. All things are things of what? Of the will. Hello? Whatsoever I have commanded you. So it's commandments that were being taught. For the obedience of faith. So commandments generate faith in the heart. That may you add faith to you to obey. Amen. I went in the house to the place. And when you obey, you are assess their things. Baptizing them in the name of the... So what they want to give to you is the name of the Father, right? It's the name of the Son. It's of the Holy Ghost. That's what they want to give to you. But you can't get their things until you handle their commandments. So their things are on their commandments. And I thought their things are their will. So as they teach commandments, they are teaching wills through commandments. How in the house this? So what the apostles were teaching were commandments of... So commandments of love, brotherly love is a commandment. What I say? Brotherly love is a commandment. You are commanded. They're not saying just go and love your brother. They have to teach you how to. They teach you, in teaching you, they deliver to you certain instructions, obediences to fulfill. Was it last Sunday I was saying, so I said, hold yourself and feel somebody's warmth. Do you feel that person? He has been sitting with you for a long time and you don't know what he's going through. You don't know how he feels. Can you see that? Yes, it's with you. That's the instruction of love and feel the person. Makes you do something you can say, you to respond to love somebody. Can you see? But it's not being programmed to obey. And so, You sit with somebody there for hours and it's a stranger to you. You finish 3 hours, you go away, nothing has left you to that person. I went to the house, please. And we kept the church together. You leave church, you pick your wife, you pick your child, you go out again. You say, how are you, sister? How are you, sister? Just go away. Nothing has been exchanged. There has not been any affection transferred. As you came in through your natural family love, so you came in and sat down and you went back with your natural family love. No one went with you when you are going out. No brother followed you. No sister followed you. Followed, not just body following. I'm saying things in that person. We're going to talk some things tonight. I believe God. So you understand that the way God wired the church to work is based on some of this mystery. So when they say teaching commandments, you can see them where they went to. They were teaching commandments of God. I think in the book of that same Romans 16, Paul was talking about the gospel we preach. Now to him there's a power to establish you according to my gospel. There's power to establish you, to get you stable. To stabilize you in the way of the of life. My gospel says my gospel can stabilize you, can establish you. It's a power to establish you. And the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, that was now made manifest, and by the power, by the scripture of the prophets, according to the commandment of the who? Everlasting God made known. So what Paul says was preached to nations was commandment of the everlasting God. For nations to obey. And that's what's called faith. That's faith. So faith. Faith is commandments. Faith is not trying to believe God for something. That's in the word of the gospel of Jesus. That's not faith. We don't talk that faith. So it means faith came from the revelation of the mystery, which is the commandment of the everlasting God made known. So when you make it known or reveal, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God on service to all that believe, both to the Greek, to the Jews first, to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed or made known from faith to faith. So making it known is where faith is distributed. For men to obey. You obey faith. But the faith came from commandments. Commandments to observe. Observe. So when you have no observation, it doesn't look as if you are just doing what you are doing what they say we should do. You are doing what they teach we should do. But you are observing commandments that will generate power. That will bring the things of the name to you. Amen. So while you are doing that, you are going through sacrifices. You are relinquishing things. That's why you just go for 1 year, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Just like something's just has fallen. I said, when did I? You can only remember where it began 10 years ago. You can't remember when it left. It left. Because we're staying there by power. But Jesus Christ can say, who touched me? Touch me, and they will say, we're in a cloud. We're saying, who touched you? It's normal that people, no. Someone touched me here. Why? Virtue left me. So there is a virtue or power that everything in us uses to stay. And there's a terminating point of obedience when they lose their power, they dissolve. When you understand the gospel that way, you see, every day things are going on. I said, things are going on. You are being made better every day. Ha! Things are being relinquished. I tell you, you can only get better. I'm saying because I maybe you don't understand, you don't believe, or you don't understand that the gospel is God bringing out an ancient wisdom, an ancient practice. That can handle soul or undo life. Yoruba will say, if I buy dialogue, that's how, if I can be reliable in the old Yoruba system, the oracle can be reliable. Yeah, because it's an ancient priestly, it's an ancient priestly practice. Do you know that the Alf, when you call Alufa, it's Alufa. The gospel is Ifa. So that's why you see the Old Testament is all around priestly. It's around, all about is around the priest. That's what the nation Israel was sitting on. What was kept among a family called Levitical house in Israel is being opened to a whole nation of a people called believers of Christ. Something that was kept in custody of some. Jesus is a high priest. Olori Alufa. That's why the only thing the devil can do, or if he can do to stop the gospel, is to start killing people. You can't stop the gospel. There's no charm. There's no enchantment. Anyway, gospel landing, it takes over the place. I tell you, no enchantment against Jacob. There's no divination against Israel. Because they are handing something, a dominion. Say amen. Amen. So, when you are a believer, sometimes when you see the word of the occult, because of the oldness of practice, it gives a concern. You know that Jesus brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. He brought ancient practice into a reformed, I call it reformed system. And did that by offering himself through the gospel. He brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So the gospel is not mere. That's why to get the gospel, to get the preacher of the gospel, they have to do work. But it's not just preaching Bible. It's preaching a spell. It's preaching, it's a casting spell upon soul, bringing ancient sacrifice upon soul to make a soul acceptable, to make a soul whole, to make a soul, to raise a soul above spirits, to raise a soul above accusation of spirits. And the words of those spirits are sin and death. Say amen. So Deuteronomy 15 says, at the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lend out unto his neighbor shall release it. So I was talking about commandments of love. Jesus called it commandments. He called it my commandment. That should love one another. Can you see that? That is commandment of life. So it's not an advice. It's a gateway to life. And it's not something like that. If I like, it's a place where you have to get it right. So you can see the Old Commandment, also the Old Testament. Ah, Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see? The Old Testament, see the way the Testament is. And this is the manner of the list. Every creature that lends out to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again, but that which is done with thy brother, thine hand shall release. Save when there shall be no poor among you, until there's no be any poor among you. For the Lord shall greatly bless thee in the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for inheritance to possess it. Only if thou carefully hearken, can you see this place? That's 5, that's where I'm really going. Only if thou carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all this commandment. So it means there's the voice of the Lord thy God on the commandment that you should get into beyond there just saying that love your brother. There's a voice behind it. The Lord thy God asks thee, there's a voice he wants to hear that it's my commandment. It's not what church is asking you to do. It's not what everybody is teaching you to do. There's a voice that you hear. Are thou carefully hearkening unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe, to do, or to practice all this commandment? So there's a may of hearing you go through, and you go through, say amen, that empower you to start observing. It means it's becoming your life. Or it's the window through which you see life now. Are we in the house today? So do all these commandments which I command thee this day. So you can see that things were tied. Love for brotherhood was tied to commandments in the Old Testament. You see the same thing happen in the New Testament. Now, their brother were Jewish brother from Abraham. But now, your brother is a brotherhood that came by faith of Jesus Christ. I'm saying that. And they say here that you will learn, you will carefully hearken. What's the meaning of hearken? You will apply details of your faculties to look at this and understand. So it's not a passing word through your sound of your ear or one of those things we do in our church. In our church, we love our brethren in our church. No, it's not what you do in your church. It's your life. Say amen. Because I've said that the posterity of God is not about you, it's about us. The posterity is not about you, it's about us. The future is not seen through you except through us. That's why sometimes you have to lay down your life for others to, you know what I'm saying now? It's meant that your life has to be a corn of wheat that has to fall and die. So it does not abide alone. It must not abide alone. When it falls and die, it's to bring forth much. Much. Say amen. Are you in the house, please? So a life can be waved in Akure here, or in the street where, and the life be waved, and to be waved unto many. Say amen. Amen. Waved, and people are wondering what kind of a people are these, and you are just living your normal life. You're not trying to impress anybody. I wonder what kind of a people are these. Don't you know that? The stronger weapon to deal with the devil is love. Because it's the only thing he does not have. Devil has patience. Devil can long suffer. He can endure and stay there. He can wait. What he doesn't have, he has no love. It's the wicked one. And so God wants to expunge wickedness from us. Because we inherited wickedness from Satan. That thing that is away from God, from love, is hatred. If it's not love, it's hatred. So hatred can be mild. Hatred can be cool. Hatred can look harmless. But once it's not love, it's hatred. It's wicked work. It's a wicked work that makes it look mild. That's why it says, put away all malice. Because they are all hypocrites. All kinds. He has made all things to be compliant with expectation or estimation. If you say this one is bad, he will give you another one. He has many in his quiver. You know what I'm saying? He has many tablet there. If you say this one is a poisonous one, it's okay. Can you look at this one? Taste it. So it's still, it will change you until there's one that you like. And yet it's from him. Say, hey, man. Are you in the house today? So can you see? So God here was trying to deal with something in Israel. So he gave them commandments. When I was reading, I said, if this is no testament, what is about it? I tell you, when I said, wow. So God established 70 years in Israel as the year of release. That even if your brother came to you to become your slave, or anything happened to you in Zoed that made him your slave, on the 7th year, he can't be your slave forever. Why? You don't have enough to purchase a soul. It's the Lord himself that purchases the soul. So nobody can own a soul forever. Nobody can tie a soul down forever. Say amen. And you know what it means to own slaves. So your brother will go at the end of 7 years. As he says something, even if he's a foreigner, ought to also, he should have release. Of a foreigner, thou mayest exact it again, so you can exact it again. It will be released and be, now you exact it again. But that which is done with thy brother, thy end shall release. Save when there shall be no poor among you. Until there's no poor among you. Until everybody has freedom and become rich. So it means that the only way to keep a Jewish man from being rich is to make him a slave. So every Jewish man is a rich man. I said, Old Testament practice makes every Jewish man a rich man. Well, see, I'm the Lord that gave them the power to make wealth. The power is in the covenant. As they were doing these commandments, that thou mayest prosper, that covenant may be forceful in your life. When you are doing this, you are open. When people do sudden charms, they'll say there's need to renew it. So it's like you are renewing your strength. You are renewing the power of your wealth. It's because you are wealth, that's why you can buy slaves. To keep getting you on top. Thou shalt be the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be on top and not beneath. So thou shalt be above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou art keen unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe. So there's something about that commandment and observation. It's a spiritual aim. So is it why they're obeying those things? They're relinquishing faculties and facilities of poverty. The things without you inherited from your forefather and whatever, you are relinquishing them. Things are falling off from you. Say amen. You got a point in your life that everything you do prosper. Everything you do, get back to where I'm. Commandment of brotherhood. Commandment is a commandment of prosperity. What did I say? Even natural prosperity. I have not seen a place where brethren comes to eat and the place does not boom. Both spiritually and naturally. Listen to me. The Petraks, they know these things. Hospitality. It's only primarily first to the household of faith. I beg you, don't buy Congo. Don't buy food for your mouth alone. You will be small for a long time. This is not being good. Is being wise. Do you want to change your life? Change your lifestyle from changing your heart. But changing your heart is changing your world. The gospel is God's power. I'm reading to you what God set aside. And he's saying that with all of this, it's still not enough. Because the power that can generate this force of love was not there. That's what he gave to Christ. See, in the verse, I like that place. Where are we there? For the Lord thy God blessed thee. Verse 6. Go back to Deuteronomy quickly. As he promised thee. And thou shalt lend to many unto many nations. But thou shalt not borrow. It was not just sent to Israel. It was sent to individuals. Thou shalt not borrow. Thou shalt reign over many nations. But they shall not. When I say reign does not mean rule or subjugate. But we bring the force of influence to nations. See verse 7. If there be, he didn't say when there be. If there be, so the principle. They are too sure that with this testament, there should not be a poor man among you. But because some that will not echoing, you sit down that the poor shall not cease in the land. That's not the original intention. The intention is that no, there should not be poor man in the land. Because that covenant of practice already opened them to the word of blessing when things we do well. Sometimes we read from when a covenant starts, for example, in most of the church history, a church epistle, whatever they are all beginning of covenant practice. For Acts of the Apostle in Jerusalem. From there, it moves to Gentile world. And churches began. We have not seen them grow in it for a long time to see the full effect. So sometimes we stay church alone on that elementary level alone. When you want to see persecution, suffering, all of those things are part of the world. But that is not limitation to blessedness. Actually, it's because you are blessed, that's where they will persecute you. That's where they will speak evil of you. They can't understand how you are living your life. They can't understand what manner of. So if there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren, within any of thy gates in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thy heart, nor shut thy hand from thy poor brother. Say amen. Nobody should be poor. Thine brother, if he's thy brother, and is thy brother, and he has proved to be thy brother, and has remained thy brother, and has not changed from being thy brother, must not be poor. So number one is this one. It's that the commandments were ordained to life, or they were ordained to prosperity. They were not ordained to make all of us be struggling throughout our life. They are ordained to raise man. That is when you can see that we have a poor brother. But if we are not all rich, you won't see the poor. You're on the same ground. So you can't say, oh, thy poor brother. What am I saying? So when you obey the commandments, you relinquish the force of poverty. You sacrifice. As you are obeying to love your brethren, you are offering. When you're offering, things are leaving you. And if things leave you for 10, 20 years, something to a boost come to your life. Sometimes when you stay in a status for a long time, it can become your way of thinking. What I'm saying to you is that it doesn't matter how many years you have stayed down there trying to master righteousness. Your place is not on the ground. All right, I said your place is not on the ground. You are just there for a moment. Oh my God. So we don't have to preach money. We preach obedience. We preach commandments. We preach covenant. We train and not observe. But we should also understand the effect. Are we in the house? The back end of these old things. That you generate power of life. That will make you prosper. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be not half earth. Be in health. Dwelling in health. Living in health. Stabilizing in health. Abiding in health. And that's your domain. That's where you live in.
Can elusele te kundele te kunde ekuosia siesia siasia sia come enter come into entry enter 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 come 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 and enter.
It means that nobody should, we get the point that nobody will be advising you to love your brother, to help your brother. The willingness will be inside of you. Because you know that is your offering. That's your. I said that is your offering. That's how to become better. That's how to lose your sin and death. Ephesians 4. Paul was teaching there, and he was teaching by the new man, and told them, put on the new man. 24. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Are you here, please? Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor. His neighbor there is your brother. He's a member, yeah, with his neighbor. For we are members of one of another. Be angry. Are you there with me? And sin not. And let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. It's describing the new man's world. Let him that stole steal no more. Or let him that is fraudulent. When is it steal now? Let me use the word or the language. Let him that is fraudulent be fraudulent no more. Amen. So some people believe that you can't really gather without fraud. If you look at the way you live your life, you know, your money goes to this, goes to that, goes to this brother, goes to that brother, goes to this one, get food, as if nothing is leak. So mentally speaking, your mind can feel like two things can happen to you. Are you with me, please? Your mind can accept that is my life. Let me expect nothing, seriously. A believing heart can take that posture. To have enough strength to keep on doing good, right? Are you here? No. Like in those days, when I was a young guy in the faith here, I would tell them at work, I said, I can't take loan to buy a car, but I can use a car. I have to learn by the Spirit that, because you can think that when you look at your savings, you can nearly never own a car. Yeah. The own a car is two different things. You can own a car by buying a car or by using a car. You can use a car without buying a car. So if you're not careful to understand that world, after some time, you can just be like, oh, I can't buy a car, Joe. They say they're selling cars. They say, oh, well, yo, I can't buy a car, Joe. Because you are now thinking it's by your power and by your service alone that you can buy a car. I don't mean just going to a window shop and use faith to window shop. And no, that's what I'm talking about. Some people can use faith to window shop and I claim it, I receive it. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about a thinking pattern. So, as I see the way I spend my money, I know that buying a car cannot come from this money. Because I have priority. First priority is that I must pay my house rent. Number two is that we must eat. And we eat three times in the day. Right? Three times in the day, with like 24 or 22 people in the house, I must pay my electricity bill. Because we need that seriously. We must store things in the fridge. We can't survive buy things on the street. Then, church program must hold. So when I put that thing on the wheel like that one, as it were, nothing remains. So I'm saying that. So when you live that way for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you can use the love of God to say, I don't care about anything. Let's go this way. And that is not also wise enough by understanding the covenant. But the covenant wealth is not just from your earning. That's why some believers, we go to fraud. But when you look at that guy for 5 years, as if if I continue like this and ignore all the chances of fraud here and there, I'm not too sure I can ever make anything in life. Say amen. So you must understand that there's a power working with you. When you obey covenants, there are agents working with you in those obedience you are doing. You will obey that angels will stay in your house. I'm telling you. But there are angels assigned to every obedience. What God says that you have loved me, you have offered your son. In this you have done. When God was making those promises, don't you feel angels are stationed with Abraham? God says that in being hospitable, receiving stay in your house, that sometimes you receive angels. What are words? So there are angels over nearly every commandment. Because their job is to hearken. Bless the Lord, all his angels. And they're exerting strength, hearkening to the word of his commandments. So anywhere commandments of God is being seen, is being taught, is being observed, is being obeyed, angels are around the place. The little obedience you have done in your life, if you reflect it, you know that God has not owed you anything. The little you have done. In 5 years, 6 years, just that, there's a fresh air around my life. So that's that. You can't even say anything, you just feel that there's a fresh air around my life. I wake up and I'm just light. I'm just light. I see freedom and liberty. I just see those cords that tie you down. Something tie you down. You wake up, something tie you down here and there. You see those cords just broken off. You feel like, you can gas and breathe life. Anytime my mom say, since my schedule, you just say, God is wonderful. And if for nothing, for her to believe in the gospel, you know the gospel has an invisible power. I know the strength I use is not the strength, it's not the strength of my frame. The strength of thinking, the strength of picking, the strength of, I know it's not just something has wired you, or you are working with agents that are connecting your thoughts, confirming your words, confirming things there. So everyone in the covenant is meant to be a big man. When I say big man, not African big man. Not African big man. An enlargement in the spirit. So angels, stay around commandments, okay? Hello? I said angels, stay around commandments. The reason when they're framed is to see their nature is, when they see people acting, obeying, they are seeing working partners. You don't feel that they want to come on there. They don't have partners. They need partners. People that can. Can you imagine how they came that day and they were just passing through Abraham's house? And after they passed, how can we go ahead and do this without Abraham? Seeing that he will inherit the nations. And they came back. And Abraham ran to them. My Lord, how will you be passing this place, this odd place? Just turn in and refresh yourself a little bit before you start on your journey. I know why you will be saying that, they'll be smiling. That's our work partner. he's an heavenly partner. When I see Abraham rush to go and do this and call Sarah, they'll just be, wow, what kind of man is this one? What a man we have found on the earth. What a vessel we have found on the earth. I think they'll be washing and be washing the household of Abraham. Just to set a meal before them. And before a short moment, a whole animal has been made ready. Set in their front. You know? See Boaz. The Boaz of the angel just say, we must leave something here. We can't go. We can't leave something here. They know that Abraham had no child for a long time. But they just say that this is a time to leave something in Abraham's house. So what I'm saying, the things we are learning this time, we're not teaching you letter, we're teaching you spirit. We're not teaching you church practice, we're teaching you everlasting commandments. Things that when you take to yourself. Some years ago, one of the messages of Bishop Oyedepo said, at a point of my giving, the Lord said to me, even if you want to be poor, it's impossible anymore. Even if you choose and say, now I don't want to be rich, the heaven has made up their mind. It's impossible. That means that spirits have been located with him on the earth here. So, commandments should not be seen as from an eye of being grievous. Because when you are obeying them, it's as if things are leaving you. As if they are taken away from your what you call your things, which are your debts. Yes. When you close your hand this way, nothing more enters it. Nothing enters it until if your hand is going to enter, you have to open it. No matter how much things are around your hand there, put your hand inside the galley and put this way inside the galley. When you put out your hands, it's the one in 100 that's been everything around the galley will be left behind. Put your hands in rice. The day you get more, the day you open your hands. These commands are meant to open your heart. Open your bower. Open your heart. Open your heart. Paul said, the bower of the brain has been refreshed by thee, oh brother. Say, hey, man. Let no brother come to your house and go just like that. Let him bite a biscuit. Let him get something from you. When people come to your house, think about what should I give? What should I give? That's the simplest way of killing a culture of wickedness and selfishness. Because selfishness is wickedness. I don't know if it's this place there. Let's read a little bit further. Say amen. Are you with me tonight here? But thou shalt open thy, that's it, thy hand wide unto him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanted. Beware. Say beware.
Beware.
I can't go say beware.
Beware.
Look at the brothers. Say beware.
Beware.
That there be not a thought in thy wicked heart. So anything connected to this thing is wicked. Saying or thinking. The 70th year, year of release is at hand. You know the meaning of that? So I won't buy a slave for 70 years. So wickedness is out of alternative. Out I still want to keep self. Out I want to preserve self. But out can think the way of escape. You lie down on your bed and your heart will be raveling alternative way. Amen. Especially you give for fun in the church. Say, let me convert my tithe. So when you give a fan, it's a zoom is offering. But in your heart, you have converted your tithe. It's in thy alone, in thy heart alone, in thy house alone. But say, that's wicked heart. The 7th year, the year of Jubilee is now, is at hand. And thy eye will be evil against thy brother, thy poor brother. And thou givest him not. And a crown unto the Lord against thee. And it be sin unto thee. So you have not relinquished your sin. It becomes sin unto thee. What you have done to relinquish your sin. Hallelujah. Offering and sacrifices. Offerings. Sometimes we see gospel as advice. It's not advice. Gospel is not advice. It's not something, let's look at it and see if you, no. Gospel is commandment of God. It's command. Gospel is commandment attached to promise. Or there's a promise attached to the commandment. There's an end to the commandment. This is what you call it, the back end. So everything on the front as a back end. Thou shalt surely give him, and thy heart shall not be grieved. So can you see why you are going to walk and walk and walk until you have a free will on this matter? You have to do it until your heart doesn't get grieved. Or becomes joy to your heart. Because that, for this thing, the Lord thy God shall bless thee. This thing is why the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works and in all that thou puttest thy hands unto. It is in this obedience. Eternal life and mercy. Listen to me. God wants to prosper us. We are on a grant now when you have a chance to change your estate. I'm telling you, even natural estate. We are on a grand when everyone wants to confirm some things about us and unleash a crop. We couldn't have labored this way for 5 months because we want to preach. I'm telling you, by March, I seem to just know what to preach ahead like that. Just a week turned me around on this matter. Maybe for now, we can't fulfill the obedience of that place. And I said, this one now, you can fulfill it. It's meant for your, it's the season of your blessing. Say amen. I like that. And in this, for this thing, the Lord, because that for this thing, the Lord. So it's not your thing, it's the Lord's thing. Eh? That thing is not the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless you.
Amen.
The Lord will enlarge you.
Amen.
You will see this and see your prosperity inside this thing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will open your eyes of understanding. And the Lord will open you. Will open you up. Will open you up and grant you understanding. Because this is the will of God. This commandment is the will of God. It's the will of God.
Yes, walk. I want you to continue walking in obedience. Yeah. Tell us, Vinte. What tell is Entaluaj? I, Bramba, but I want you to walk. Yes, in obedience. Even to relinquish death. Atef, unto it. Tell us, even unto it. Even unto it. Even unto height. Even unto everlasting height. Even unto heights of blessings. Tell it. Adant, guatelon. Avant, fight. Yes, fight for obedience. Fight for obedience. Fight. War obedience. What to obey. Commandment. What to love. What to love your brother. What to love. What to love. Fight to love. Don't be weary. Don't be tired. What to love the brethren.
Amen. So you're going to war against yourself, huh? We use commandment to war against yourself. Things that want to keep you down for a long time. We're not in religion, we're in spiritual world. We're in spiritual world. The things we are talking about are things that angels are trying to look into. And we must not forget. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Let him that steals steal no more. Let him walk with his hands. So it means that there's something that's going to come upon the work of his hand. When he's walking with his hand, he's going to go beyond the pay. The power, a force we get involved with his hands. That we have not just enough to eat, we have to give. Because you are a giver. You are a blessing. Every Christ being is a blessing. There's no tiny Christ. The blessing is upon Abraham and his seed. You should obey until you know that you are of the seed of God. Not just by claiming it. You should obey until you know that you are part of them. You obey until you cut covenant. Until your heart cut covenant. That this is your life. And you will not just have to eat. You will have to give. Because the Lord God, the God will bless you and make you rich in all goods. We don't need to be fraudulent. We don't need to be fraudulent to break into wealth. I'm saying righteous wealth. I'm saying wealth of influence, not wealth you store in bank. Not wealth of having 1 million in your bank. I'm saying wealth of being able to do God's will. Yeah. When the will of God can prosper in your hand. Either ministry, either business, either anything you do, the will of God can prosper in your hand. You need heaven to walk with you. Say amen. What I say, please? You need to engage heaven. It's not saying, I say, Lord, come on, walk with us. No, it's by engaging with commandments that will make heaven to work for you. Like those days, Miko said, I will work for you. I will work for you. I will know your house. So good can work for you. Good can locate your house. Say amen. Amen. And we're in that arena. I'm saying that it's commandments and it's the will of God. It is the will of God for you to prosper in this commandment. To prosper in the life. Now that when you see it, just say, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper as thy soul prospereth. That's what I say. That you prosper by the covenant. Because you can prosper by intervention. Say amen. You can access certain things by intervention. A contract just opened, 100 million. That is not still the prosperity. A man goes and pray for you, and the door is open. John is saying, in the gospel, that is not still the prosperity. There's that part of intervention in the gospel. He's saying, for you at this time, with how far you have gone with the Lord, I wish above all things that your prosperity will be according to your soul prosperity. According to how much things your soul has relinquished. Say amen. We need you at this time. The church needs you. Jesus needs you. Jesus needs people that will make him visible on the earth. Not because of Naira, but because of prosperity. Wellness. That's why the wellness starts from the soul. Soul wellness. Offerings and sacrifices are first meant for soul. And they are meant for soul. In the Yoruba, they say, Ele Dae, or Oriye. Yoruba say, one Bori. Kile Eka Bori, Ori Lo Eka Bo. Kafuri Jasile. Aha. Tawani Ori Inue. They are talking about your soul. Is the highest orisha. That if you can connect to the real offerings of God, your soul will make a way for you. So you can see some. So it is some light of it here and there you find expressed in many philosophies. Like the African or Yoruba philosophy. They know they are trying to battle into a world of unknown. So you see statements that are actually information that are pointers. Are you in the house? But the real body, the real reality is the gospel. It's the one that has inroad access to go to soul. And begin to heal soul. Begin to tamper with soul. And what they are trying to do in those audio written is to find a way into the soul. And the soul that has been cursed cannot be, you can't help it. So, Mate Shebonta Orioba. Hallelujah. So, when you see anybody offer sacrifice over there, should you wonder you? And you'll get judgment, somebody make offering there, make a sacrifice there. You should understand it. It's not just say, kill it. No, you should understand it. Because you are making offering. But your own is not oil. Oh my God. Because that thing they are doing is spirit. It's spiritual. It's they are tampering. Of recent, some people were arguing on the internet. And it was, the war has been the war of Islam and Isheshe. I don't know if you know the war going on the internet. Many of you don't know what's going on in Nigeria. You know nothing. Ha! So you won't know that one of my prayers got answered. Because some 7 years ago, I prayed and said, God, please raise among the Yoruba nation apologetics. I prayed it. I said, Jesus, I know the way the thing was in my heart, it was as if I should just dump it to it. I knew that's not my world. That's not my world. So I prayed and said, Jesus, please raise Yoruba apologetics. That will make a mess of what is in their book. I spent years on that book. I know that it's a fraud. There's nothing. There's no power in that thing. It's empty. Somebody was asking and say, Read for me any verse of your book that is prayer. You know there's no one single prayer in that book? No one prayer. And they are the one that everywhere does prayer, does prayer. There's no, all they are reciting is nothing, empty. Nothing. They don't know the meaning of what they're saying. Lie. He's a lie. So when I saw the way some crazy guys have been imagining this, I say answer prayer. I know, but it takes somebody who knows about it to face them and say, read for me what it means. If you tell me it's prayer, I can argue it. But read to somebody who knows the meaning of the language. No single prayer. So it has nothing in the spirit than blood sucking. That's why you have to defend that God. I'm telling you, the power of the Isheshes is still stronger than that place. The spirit power in Isheshes. You see, more powerful than that. Say amen. But they can't tell the gospel that gospel has no power. They have seen power of the gospel over and over again. You cannot say that. You can't say what is prayer in the gospel. The gospel is prayer all through. That's why all of them have to read Psalm. All of them have the book of Psalm. Many of them add the sheshe to what they do. But that thing has nothing in itself. It's empty. You have to bring the ancient practice of Arabs and occults to aid it. What I'm saying is that gospel living itself, even the gospel is power. In 200 years, gospel has moved to all continents. And was doing well, was changing nations, was changing economy, was everywhere. Even gospel at that level, Jesus, there's something about that being called Jesus. And the things God put inside of him. Bible say, of his grace and truth, grace and of his fullness have we all received grace for grace. But the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. When you are in those languages, it's not grammar, it's power, grace, and truth. Hallelujah. So, loving your brother, serving your brother is not an advice, it's commandment. And it's the will of God. Say amen. Hallelujah. In that, let me say the next will of God. It's one will, but the will has commandments. I'll just start it. Time is gone already. I want you to go get home early, but let me just read to you. Then when you get back home, you'll be praying your mind for the next message. Amen. If the Lord allows us to go this way. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5. Let me read 5. Verse 16. Rejoice evermore. 17. Pray without ceasing. These are inscriptions of the will. Rejoice evermore. It's not. It's placing you on the place where you don't think about anything that does not make you rejoice. And when you move into the will, and the will, you're observing the commandments. And now your wicked heart has aligned with it. Then you have inroad to word of joy. So rejoice evermore. Then pray without ceasing. Verse 18. Are you there? In everything. Saying in everything. Not about everything. In everything, give thanks. Knowing that there's no status that is your limit. There's no state you are now. That is your limit. It's a stepping stone to your higher height. If it's in Christ, you are in Christ. If it's in Christ, if you are obeying commandments, every place you land on at every point is just a momentary stepping stone. So in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So in that will, there's no space there for complaining. So you're going to learn Christ until every fountain of complaining, you dry up. Yes, until everything in the devil has to explain to you that drain you down. Dry up. Until every suggestion and every reference. The devil can always refer. Sure, last year, sure, 5 years ago, go point to things and things for your consideration. Why at a point you don't have enough strength to give thanks? Simon said, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. To give praise to thy name, O Most High. So the place to start to learn goodwill is to learn thanks. So you see, in all post prayer, thanksgiving is always there. I cease not to give thanks to God for you and to make mention of you in my prayer. Having heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love to all the saints, I cease not to give thanks. So in that will is thanks. So in this season, understanding for thanksgiving is unlocking you. Amen. Your heart is unlocked in Christ to see the sense of appreciation as your life, as your air. It's your air. That's the air you breathe. Thanksgiving is the air you breathe. When you want to breathe out of stress, what do you need to breathe? Thanksgiving. There's a place you get to in observing commandments. When Bible gives example of Abraham. Abraham was not, yes. Abraham got a place that he was strong in faith. He was strong in faith. He doesn't consider, he got the point that he's not more considering the deadness of his last one, nor his body. So there are things to consider. Say amen. That you should have thought about what the devil raised it up. Sometimes the first time you think about the problem is when the devil talk about it. So he has the higher way of preaching it to you. I tell pastor, trying to look at it from a problem is not the way to solve the problem. When you look at it from the problem, somebody's going to press you to look at it. Robert doesn't know that when you look at it, it will take your attention. So it's better you look at it by yourself before he comes to tell you to look at it. And despise it. And see it and despise it. And see it and look down on it. Before the tempter will come. So when it comes, you will say, I've seen it. That one you are saying, I've thought about it. So, for Abraham, who again believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. That thing stayed with him. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. What did he do next? He staggered not at the promise of God. So, there's a point of your of commandment of salvation obedience when you obey and obey to a point when you stagger not. Or you do not doubt what God is saying. It is that comfort zone. That's your comfort zone where you can easily give thanks. But was strong in faith. What was he doing? Giving glory to God. So you have to look at your flesh being and say, flesh, you are dead. But you're not stopping me. No, the easiest way we survive is to look away from it. And I found long ago that the devil will press you until you look at it. He will press you. He will look at it though. He knows the wires to press. So, many things in life, I look at it and I consider its end. What if it doesn't come that way? What will happen? What does it mean at the end of the day? Then you set on a journey because you have seen the end of it. You have seen the worst it can bring. And you dare to believe God in the face of the worst he can bring. Because sometimes we are hopeful that there will never be a problem. I know my God. I know the God I serve. But the God I serve does not take you away. It doesn't take away the fire when it's burning. Doesn't take away the water when it's flowing. What it says is that the fire will not destroy you. The water will not overrun you. It will be there when it is burning. It will be the fourth man in the midst of the fire. That's what it says. God, when we are describing God sometimes, we describe in a way that our mind itself is trying to make God look too consistent. And God is consistent. And sometimes he allows things to happen around us. That in everything, say in everything. I can't say, I can't hear you say that better, please. Say, give thanks. It means you have to be thankful. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the blessedness of your life. Thank you for the light of the gospel. Thank you for the commandment of faith. Thank you for the commandment of love. You have things to thank God for like that. And it's not attached to anything on the earth yet. When you want to freeze your enemy, take it from the ground. That's what the eagle does. The eagles eats prey that are heavy than it. Well, he knows that their advantage is on the ground. So he picks them into where they don't know. So you can see, as terrible as a fox is, when he's in the air, he's confused. He doesn't remember his name. He doesn't remember his nature. He cows and become a prey. But for the eagle, the air is his advantage. He's wiser in the air. He's stronger in the air. He's more fierce in the air. Your place is in the air. Take your enemy from the earth, from the land. Move into the air. Let him lose his balance. And then you are considering, you are staying. The enemy, he has a comfort zone there. But I will thank you tonight. Come on, bless God tonight. We will call him from this place next time. Lord, we appreciate you today. Tonight, that we are yours exclusively. We are yours. We are yours. Lord, we are yours. We are yours. Thank you, Lord, we are yours. We are yours. We're not of the world there, we're yours. We're not of this present world, we're yours. We're yours. Oh, we're yours. We belong to you, we belong to Jesus, we belong to you, we belong to Christ. We belong to his will. We belong to his dominion. That's how to inspire flesh. Is his dominion that inspire flesh? Is his will that inspire flesh? Flesh is an alien. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I testify. You are so good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we give praise to you tonight. We bless your name. Bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For these sayings are true. The God of the holy prophets and the apostles have delivered this parchment even unto a people for higher access, for higher entrance. For as you keep the sayings, for as you keep these words, So as you take this commandment, as you keep it unrebukably, oh, you are opening doors even unto your path, for access is being granted unto you.
Yeah.
Access, greater door is open unto you in the realm of the spirit.
Yeah.
For my Father has taken his time to deliver even to his servant these faithful sayings, this faithful commandment. It has been delivered. It has been delivered of a certainty. Of a certainty, some must use this commandment to climb.
Yeah.
For this commandment is for greater access, is for some to climb. But you see, all of you can be in the some. Yeah. All of you can be in the some. For as many that will take this commandment, that will take this commandment and leave it unrebukably, unrebukably, that will use this commandment. You see, you are making way into a higher realm of the spirit. For there is a door, a door that you have been opened unto you, even as a community, as Eternal Life Embassy. A door, a door. I have taken you through months of impartation, months of releasing, months of giving commandment for you to access this door. Yeah. For this door must be accessed. This door must be accessed. I have given all that is needed for you to access this door. For as many that will find grace to access and obey this commandment. And obey this commandment. For as many that will obey this commandment, you will see entrance being ministered unto you abundantly.
Yeah.
Abundant entrance.
Yeah.
Abundant entrance, which will be signified by that which is abundant, even in the natural.
Yeah.
Even in the natural.
Yeah.
There is a signification of this door in the realm of the spirit. It's signified by abundance in the natural.
Yeah.
You will begin to see prosperity all around. You, all around you, all around you, in you and around you, in you and all around you, in you and around you, as a sign of that which you have come into in the realm of the spirit.
Yeah.
I am taking you from the dunghill to sit with kings, to sit with princes, not because of your might, not because of your walk, not because of your connection, but because of commandment, because of the force of commandment. For this commandment is forceful, is forceful to make heads respond to you because you are growing above the head. So the head will open. The head will open for you. The head will open for you. This commandment is for your lifting. It's for your lifting above the head. For when I'm being lifted up above the head, I will draw men to you. I will draw resources to you. I will draw the head to respond to you because you're no longer standing upon it. You have been raised above it. Commandment is raising you. Is raising you. I have delivered this commandment over this time for to raise you, over to raise you, or to raise you. It may take some time again for me to come back here again. But you see, entrance, entrance, entrance. I may not come back again even to this portal for some time, but I have delivered it. I have given it to a people. I have delivered it to a people. What you do to it, what you do with it, will show if you are ready for that which is ahead of you. But there is that expanse. A land is ahead of you. A land is ahead of you. A land is ahead of you. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land where your meal will not cease. A land where you will eat and you will be full. A land where you will eat and you will be full. It's just ahead of you. It's just ahead of you. It's just ahead of you. Obey the commandment of your crossing. Obey the commandment of your crossing. And as you obey this commandment, as you obey this commandment, the earth will respond to you. Or the land will accept you. The land will not reject you. The land will not repel you. The land will not throw you away. As you come in by commandment, they accept you. They accept you. It's just ahead of you. It's just ahead of you. It's just ahead of you. An entrance has been ministered abundantly to you as a community, to you as a people, to you as my people. See the spirit.
Amen. 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 Amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.